Yeah, so, and I did make a little video for Sunday night, so do you think we might roll that, just to get us hyped? Yeah, cool. So that's happening next week, so please come along, it's going to be awesome. And, yeah. Yeah, it's just for you, I'm sorry, old, no, it's, everyone is welcome, but... The thing is, you're not allowed to complain about the noise or anything like that. You know, it's just, you got to just roll with it. And no, we'd love to have everyone there. Yeah. So, and if you'd like to, you know, get your old dusty ping pong bat out, you know, come at 5:30 and beat the kids. And that's my goal in life. You know, just be the best. I'm joking. Well. I'm pretty excited because this is one of my favorite topics, being in Christ. And yeah, it's my kind of privilege to be kicking off Saturate. I don't really have many jokes this morning. I've just got maybe one or two, so I'll just share those just to, you know, help us get the joy of the Lord. How does Moses make his tea? He brews. Wow. I just got one more and then we'll just move right along before you guys like boot me off the stage. Who was the fittest person in the Bible? Nah, sorry. Absalom. Oh. Okay. It's so bad, isn't it? That's like, you can definitely tell I'm a dad. Oh, that is true. There's competition. That is so good. That's awesome. That is, wow. That's actually, I never thought of that. That's so true. Adam is the first in the human race. Wow. So he beats Absalom. But obviously Absalom had better abs. So. Anyway, it is my pleasure to be here this morning, kicking off Saturate. And I don't know if anyone, did anyone watch the video this morning? Yeah, awesome. Yes. I've watched it a few times. But I love what Rob said, like we're tagged, so now we're in. He used like an analogy of Chasey and like, you know, once we're in Christ, and that's kind of the thing. And yeah, Ephesians 1:3 is our verse. So I did want to just kind of, I guess, read it because it's good to read. I read from the NLT New Living Translation. It says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united in Christ." A few other versions up there. The Message remix says, "How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He is the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him." There's the Amplified version, "Blessed and worthy of Christ be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ." And then there's the Passion, "Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ." And I just really love how actually Paul starts this. He starts it off by saying, "Give praise to God. He is worthy." So I just wanted to take a moment now and just praise him again, because Jesus is worthy. Jesus, we just lift you up again and we just say that you are worthy, and we just praise you this morning because you are good. And we just love you, Lord. We just give you all the praise and all the glory because you are the name above every name. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And we just want to bless you this morning. We love you, Lord, in your name. Amen. So I want to start with what I think being in Christ starts with. I think it starts with the obvious. It actually starts with first believing in Christ, believing he is who he says he is. And I don't know, I was reading my Bible, I don't know when this stood out to me, but a while ago. In John 6:29, Jesus says, "This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent." In other words, Jesus is saying, believe in me. Believe I am who I say I am. So once we choose to believe Jesus is who he says he is, we come into Christ. And for me, Ephesians 1 verse 3 really confirms a few things. I think the first thing that it brings out is actually God brought redemption to the world through Christ. So we're redeemed through Christ. And I think secondly, Christ is actually the place where believers are located. So when we believe in Christ, we're actually in Christ. And Colossians chapter 3, it's a good book. It talks about this whole idea of our lives actually being hidden with Christ in God. It talks about how we come, when we come to Christ, sorry, the slides are a bit all over the place, but when we come to Christ, we die to our old life and we have this new life in him. We become new creations. We become born again. And Jesus actually talks to Nicodemus, like one of the religious leaders, and he says, you have to become born again to enter the kingdom of God. So when we come to Christ, we kind of put to death our old life and we become a new creation when we become believers and we become in Christ. So how cool is that? And then from there, I think it moves into this thing of believing the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ. And it's such a beautiful thing to think, like, that the spiritual blessings we have in Christ are actually already there. But I think what we need to do as believers is actually start to unwrap them and start to believe them, because I think when we believe that we have the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ, which are found in like the heavenly realms, that's when we start to experience the transforming power of Jesus working in our lives through the Holy Spirit. It's when we actually start to believe that. Preaching. There is so much richness and beauty that has actually always been part of the Father's heart since the beginning. That's now our spiritual inheritance in Christ. And I love, Ephesians chapter 1. I could just sit in that chapter for like ever, right? It is just going on from verse 3, right? It says, this is awesome. It says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Christ. He chose us. You're chosen. You know the show The Chosen? Well, you're chosen. We are family united in Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? And then it goes, I just want to read this. Like, it goes on. It says, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood. We celebrated communion, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. He put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Oh my gosh, that's just beautiful, isn't it? That's just Ephesians chapter 1, up to verse 10. So yeah, we have every spiritual blessing in Christ. It's awesome. But I just want to say this, right? It really is about knowing Jesus. Because God has already revealed the mysteries of the kingdom in Christ. So it's really actually important that we get to know him more and more. And actually, when we read the Bible, it's like Rob shared this morning in the video, And I just want to reiterate it again. It's not about like understanding some deep mystical thing. Like there's some like secret. Jesus is the secret. And the Bible is actually meant to help us and equip us to actually know Jesus more. And I always think about this scripture, Jesus talking to the Pharisees. He says, you think you find eternal life in the scriptures, but you're wrong because all of the scriptures point to me. And here's the one who gives eternal life. So when we read our Bibles, we just have to make sure, like, I know it's like you read some random stuff in the Old Testament, but you got to allow that to actually point you to Jesus. And actually, you got to allow that to bring you to Jesus. Amen. I'm just encouraging myself there. I love this phrase. In Christ. I'm getting excited up here. In Christ. Okay. So I looked this up in the concordance. If you don't know what a concordance is, it's like some fancy Bible thing. It's not really that fancy. Pretty much you just type into like, I think it's Google and it will take you to a Bible concordance. But if you type in how many times in Christ comes up in the New Testament, it actually comes up 272 times. So there is so much that the Bible teaches us about who we are in Christ. And yeah, there's just so many spiritual blessings that we have. And it just reminds me of my teen challenge days because we read this amazing book. It says, Who I Am in Christ. And I just want to recommend this book. It's great. It's like, I don't even know the guy, but it's by a doctor guy called Neil Anderson. But he actually goes through your identity in Christ. And it's just a daily devotional, but man, it really helps me like just like find rest in like who I am in Christ. And so this is like the longest introduction, but today I just want to kind of talk about just one kind of thing. And it's a really simple thing. I actually just want to talk about our acceptance in Christ. And the guys on Friday, you've already heard this, but welcome again. It's going to be good. Just going to move this back. Sorry, I'm moving around a lot this morning. I like it. But I bet, just thinking, like, I bet every single one of us has experienced some form of rejection in our lives, whether that's been, I don't know, you don't get invited to a birthday party of a friend, or like you don't get invited to your friend's wedding, or like you don't, I don't know, someone ghosts you. If you guys know what ghosting is, like when you text someone and you can see that they've seen your message and they don't text you back. Don't be that person because I'll just call you until you answer your phone. No, I'm kidding. Like, but what about like social media, like when nobody likes your post or you get cancelled on TikTok? This happened to me. But the point is, we all like experience some form of rejection in our life. And I think it really is built into us as humans, this whole thing of we actually want to be accepted. And yeah, it's just a deep desire inside of us as humans. We have this longing for acceptance. And I guess I'm going to use Beatrix as probably all my examples. So because I'm a dad now, I can. But, you know, we like to take her to the park. There's one specific park we really love to take her to. It's at the end of Rosebery Avenue. And it's just an awesome park. It's got like two swings, you know, like the baby swing, and then it's got like the normal swing, and then it's got like one of those tire swings. They're really fun. And then it has like a slide that goes down. And then to get up to the slide, there's like a few, you can go the easy way, which is like you go up the steps. Or there's another way you can go up, which is like you climb a rock wall and you get up and then you go down the slide. What way do you think Beatrix goes? Yeah, the rock wall. Yeah, I mean, we've all seen what she's like. She just goes a million miles an hour and just so adventurous. And, you know, every time she goes to the rock wall, she'll kind of just like get to the wall and like kind of like look for mum and dad to make sure we're like there watching. And then she'll try to start to climb the wall, and then she might say, Dad, help, Mum, help. And then we'll have to kind of help her get up the wall. but she craves like our acceptance. She craves our approval as parents. And, you know, it's pretty obvious we'd be terrible parents if we didn't give her that acceptance and love. But it's just interesting because in our culture, there's this impression that if we appear a certain way, if we do good, it's like that song, Under Pressure. Yeah. Under pressure. But if we perform well, do the right thing, we'll become this incredible person who everybody likes and accepts. Oh, wouldn't that be nice if everybody liked and accepted me? Kind of interesting, though, to think about Jesus, because he was perfect, completely perfect, and people still didn't like him. People rejected him. And actually, I have to remind myself that it's okay if everybody doesn't like me. I know that none of you don't not like me. I like you too. I love you. There you go. I said it. But it's okay when people don't like me. Because if I live in that place of actually trying to please people all the time, I can actually start to compromise areas of my faith. I can start to behave a different way so that people will actually accept me. I can start to present myself in a certain way to gain acceptance and favor with other people, when that actually might not really be who I am. And I don't know about you, but I actually think a lot sometimes about what people think about me. Well, I'm probably the only one. Yeah, thank you. I love you guys. But, you know, sometimes when I'm in a meeting, I mean, not like at Grace Point or anything, but sometimes when I have been in meetings, I've been quiet or reserved because I've been actually too afraid to speak up because I didn't want to cause friction in a relationship. I didn't want to have that confrontation because if I said what I really believed, people might think I'm weird and then I'd lose that. It's not a healthy place to live, hey? And the Holy Spirit is actually reminding me to stop being a people pleaser and actually start being a Jesus seeker. Because here's the thing, right? God loves you for you, and it doesn't even depend on you anyway. What? It's because of Jesus. Hello? He loves us, right? And he doesn't love us for like who you're going to become one day or who you were in your past life. He loves us right here and now where we are. And it doesn't matter if we feel far away from God, if we feel on top of the world, God loves us completely in Christ. And I love this. This has like been a little, I don't know, revelation or something. But it's true that Jesus meets us where we are. But he loves us so much that he doesn't just leave us there. He takes us on this incredible journey of transformation, of becoming more like Christ. And I think it starts with first believing in Jesus, and then it's like repentance. Like, I just know when I first came to Christ, I was like, oh, I believe Jesus. And then I was like, oh my gosh, there's some stuff in my life that I actually need to come to Christ with and be like, man, I've actually been living the wrong way. Please forgive me. Thank you for your forgiveness. And then I accepted Christ into my life and I started to follow him. Started this journey of transformation. And Romans 12 actually says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I think what that is kind of saying is actually start believing the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ. Start believing that. Because the way we then live out our lives is actually a response to God's love for us. And let me just be really clear. It's not an attempt to earn his favor. Because we already have the favor of God. Jesus, come on. We have the favor of God. We have every spiritual blessing in Christ. But the work we have to do is actually start believing that. Start believing that. And yeah, I want to share honestly, like, I think for me, that's the biggest disconnect. Like, believing the Father accepts me. Because if I'm honest, there are days when I wake up and I probably struggle to accept myself. I'm a work in progress. But a lot of the time I can have, I mean, this isn't so bad, but like, I have had times where I've had this negative self-talk kind of swirling around in my mind. Like, feelings of, oh, you're not good enough. You're not accepted. And it's like, I have to actually sit and work at believing that I am accepted because I'm in Christ. And I have to sit sometimes and just remember, like, I don't have to be anybody. I don't have to do anything. The Father loves me. Because if I'm in Christ, He loves me. And there's no ifs and buts about that. I don't have to prove my worth or prove anything. Anyway, back to a story about Beatrix. Love being your dad. It's the best. Have kids. It's really good. Serious. I'm serious. Like, it's actually, it just helps you learn so much about life. But when I look at Beatrix, man, she is free. She doesn't really have any fear yet because she's so young. Like, she's just exploring everything. But she knows that mum and dad fully accept her and love her. And, you know, we've all seen her at church. She's rolled through the pews the other week. She was like kind of rolling backwards. Like she just runs around, zooms around the church. But she knows that she is accepted. She's able to fully express her emotions. We know when she's sad. We know when she's happy. We know when she's hurt herself. I mean, she probably hasn't, you know, developed her emotional regulation, if that's a thing, right? But she knows that she can be herself and mum and dad love her no matter what. And she knows that we fully accept her. It's kind of like, I think, family. Like when you go home, it's like you just, you can like let yourself relax. But the question is, like, do we know that the Father loves us even more than that? The Father fully accepts us in Christ. And then this is so beautiful. When we understand that, we're actually meant to take that same love and acceptance that we have in Christ, and we're actually meant to share it with each other as believers in the family of God. Paul writes in Romans 15:7, accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. So being in Christ isn't like a solo thing. It means we love and accept one another because that brings God glory. I love that. And I just want to encourage us here this morning, like as we start off Saturate, let's be intentional actually about accepting each other and loving each other because we're in Christ together, because we're family. Anything. We're family. And being in Christ is not a solo thing. So I just want to leave us with like one more thing. Can the worship team come maybe? Thanks. You guys are awesome.